friends, welcome to the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Every week, I bring you a new interview where I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And today is Friday, and that means it's my chance to chat with you. So if you're new around here, I welcome you to the Extraordinary Moms Podcast community. It's a safe place for us to share our own stories and our successes and our hard things as well. The more we can be honest about where we're at as a mom, the more we can learn from one another and celebrate one another and celebrate motherhood. It's the best job. It's the hardest job. We're all just keeping it real on the podcast. So thanks for joining us. As always, if you want more information about any of our past episodes, past guests, or to go back over the archives, you can find us on extraordinarymomspodcast.com. You can also look for us in iTunes and search for Extraordinary Moms Podcast and download any of the past episodes. I love putting out this podcast for you every week, but it's a lot of work and a lot of effort. And what means so much to me is when you share the podcast with a friend. Either help them to know how to listen to a podcast on their phone, introduce it to them via the website, share it on your Facebook page. And another way for new random people to find us is if you leave a rating or a review on iTunes, that really helps people to find this podcast. Thank you so much if you've already left a review. I've had some great ones come in this week, and I just want to read one of them. Joe Finance Utah says, inspirational and not preachy. Too much of what moms read slash hear talks about a list of shoulds. This podcast shares interviews with real moms that inspire without being preachy, pushy, or guilt-inducing. Love it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to add more things to your to-do list or try and make you a cookie-cutter mom. We're trying to celebrate where you're at and celebrate each individual story. Your story and your journey may not look anything like the mom that I'm interviewing, but it doesn't mean you can't learn from them and the lessons that and the message that they're sharing. We all have something to share, and we can all learn from one another regardless of what our circumstances look like. So thank you for leaving a rating. Thanks for leaving reviews. They help so very much. If you haven't already done so, I would love you forever if you'd go do that today. So thanks very much. So if you follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3, you may have noticed that this week my baby Jackson celebrated his first birthday. July 13th was his birthday. It has literally been the fastest year of my life. Last year at this time, well, 2 days ago at this time, I was sweating profusely, 50 pounds heavier than I am now, and I was waiting with bated breath for this baby to arrive. I was going to have my third boy, and I was so excited to meet him. And I mean, I was just so huge. I knew he was going to be a big baby, but when he came out at a whopping 9 pounds, 14 ounces, even I was shocked. I mean, I'm 5'1" and I'm not a big person by nature. So for me to have this enormous baby just kind of blew my mind. The nurses, the doctor, they were all just blown away by how big this tank was. And he came out literally purple, not from like lack of breathing, but because he was bruised so bad. He had a little card on his crib that said, bruised, not breathing, or something like that. People, the nurses wanted to be clear that this wasn't a breathing issue. It was just, he was so bruised from the trauma of delivery, he was literally purple. And thankfully, babies are really resilient and tolerant, and they bounce back really quickly. He changed so much within the first 24 hours. He was literally unrecognizable from like the first day to the seventh day, I would say. He had like bloodshot eyes because like there was blood vessels that had burst in his eyes from all the pressure and whatnot, just because it was so traumatic. It's kind of like getting the bends, you know, if you're scuba diving. It's just, it's so intense for these little guys. So I felt so bad, but he was all healthy, all good. And you would never know now that he had such a traumatic delivery. But anyways, thinking back over this past year, it's been such a wonderful year. And whenever you bring a new child to your family, whether that's biologically, via adoption, whatever your circumstance may be, I mean, even bringing a pet into the home, I mean, bringing any new life into your family, it really rocks the normal. And I don't know about you, when I just had my two boys, they were ages 3 and 5 at the time that Jackson was born. We had a good thing going. I mean, they were pretty self-sufficient. They played really well together. My job was pretty easy as far as mothering goes. I mean, sure, they had their little squabbles sometimes, and they needed certain things from me during the day, but we really had found our groove. And it was really kind of nerve-wracking thinking about disrupting that equilibrium and bringing a new baby into the family. And I knew I was going to, you know, not be sleeping anymore. And then there's going to be the feeding him constantly every 3 hours and just that whole thing. And then it's a matter of, are the boys, the older boys going to feel shafted? Is the baby's getting so much attention? How am I going to juggle giving them the attention that they need and deserve? And, you know, you just never know. And you don't know if your baby is going to be colicky. You don't know if your baby is going to be healthy. You don't know if your baby is going to sleep fabulously, eat fabulously, or if it's going to be a real challenge. You just don't know. It's a gamble every single time. But, you know, it's a gamble you're worth, that's worth it, because you just want this baby so much. And so from the second that I met Jackson, he was just the most chill little sack of flour. Like, he was just so thick and he was just the best. I've referred to him as my magic baby on the podcast before, and he was. He's just been so delightful and easygoing. He's gone with the flow. He demands very little. Even if he's hungry, even if his diaper needs changing, he never truly freaks out in an urgent manner. You know, he lets you know when he needs something, but it's never like an inconsolable freak out. And I really appreciate that, because, you know, there's a lot of needs from a lot of people in the family. And, you know, sometimes he needs to wait a little bit, but it's just been the best year. And I feel like I've come so far as a mom since having my first and then adding the second and then finally this third one. I feel like I've kind of come into my own as a mom, and I figured out how to kind of do this mothering thing. Not that I don't have problems or questions or uncertainties and I'm not struggling with things. That's not it at all. But I feel like when those things do come up, I'm not stressed about perfecting the situation. I try and make things as good as it can be at the time, but I've really tempered my expectations to realize that things are never going to be perfect. Things are always changing. And as long as I keep that in mind, I never get too worked up about any one thing. I mean, I was trying to potty train my 3-year-old right before the baby was born. So I have this enormous belly. I can barely like reach over the belly to like change my son's diaper. We have preschool looming in August, and he cannot go to preschool if he's not potty trained, and he will not be potty trained. And I've tried everything. I've tried every consequence and every motivation and every sticker chart and every reward, and I've tried it all, and he simply will not be potty trained. And I just remember crying and freaking out, like, well, once this baby comes, like, then really, how am I going to do it? Because this is the time I need to get him to this place before the baby comes. And it was really stressful. But you know what? I let it go. And I thought, you know what? When he is ready, he will do it. Do you want to know when he potty trained? 2 days before preschool started. 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you can't go to preschool if you're not potty trained. So you're going to have to stay home with me. And you're not going to get, you know, tons of TV time. And if you don't go to preschool, you're going to be home. And that's too bad, because you can make a lot of friends in preschool. And I don't know, something in him clicked 2 days before preschool started. We were at my parents' house visiting, and he's like, okay, I'm ready. So we put him in underwear, and he just decided to go. No matter how much we push our kids into being a certain way or trying a certain thing, or we just can't push them. It really has to be on their timing. And we can do what we can to set them up for success, but ultimately pushing our kids into anything is never going to get the result that we want. And so today I just wanted to share a few things that I've learned over this past year, my baby's life, just reflecting positively on this motherhood journey that I've been on. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of these things will be things that you can relate to, and you might be nodding your head, and some things, you know, may be different, but you know, I just want to celebrate the things that we can learn from being a mom, because when you're in the thick of it, you don't have that much time to really reflect on where you've been and how far you've come. So as I've been thinking over this past year, with his birthday this week, it's just really given me a chance to smile and to think fondly upon both Jackson's life and just how special he is and how glad we are to have him in our family. And then also just reflecting upon my own journey and my own motherhood progression and where I've come in this past year as well. So the first thing that I wanted to mention was you can do anything one-handed. You know, when you have that first baby, you're surprised with how much you can do with one hand, with a baby on your hip or in a wrap or, you know, things like that. And you get even more limited as you have two kids and you either have, you're holding one, you're holding another's hand, or, you know, it's amazing what you can still accomplish during the day just with one hand. And when you have a third, you're out of hands and it's just far trickier. But I mean, it's cool to think how you can adapt as a mom, having less hands, having less time, but you can still get things done. And it may not be as much as you used to or in the way that you used to, but you adapt. And that's so cool. Isn't that awesome? Think about what you're able to do. If you were to catalog everything you do in 15-minute increments during the day for your kids and with your kids and for yourself and for your family, I mean, list that out. You're amazing. You're amazing. And you've probably done it with one hand, you know, tied up, you know? And so that's pretty cool. I think that's awesome. The second thing is I can function on far less sleep than I thought. You know, in college, if you stay up really late at night, whether by your own choosing or because you're studying or whatever, a lot of times you're able to sleep in that next morning and kind of recoup the sleep that you lost, you know, in the night. But with motherhood, that's not true. You're up, you usually go to sleep, you know, on the later end of things. You're getting up during the night and you get up early. You have a little alarm clock that needs you in the morning. So of course, you just function and you just keep going. And while you may kind of feel like a zombie and you might feel like you're in a fog for, you know, that first year, those first 10 years, who even knows? But you can do it. You can get through and your body does adapt and you can adapt to that new normal of less sleep and whatnot. But it's definitely important to take that time to recharge during the day, whether it's a quick cat nap when you can, or, you know, just doing something pleasurable for yourself, reading a book, sitting down, relaxing, watching a show, having a smoothie, whatever it is that recharges you. Take care of yourself and take care of your body, but realize that you can get by on less sleep than you think, and you're going to be okay, and you will sleep again someday. I'm not quite there yet, but I will sleep again someday. And actually, Jackson just started sleeping through the night. Like last week, I would say, is the week that was really a turning point for me. So, yay! My other kids didn't sleep through the night until they were 18 months old, so I count that total victory. Okay, the next thing is that my body is so tough and can endure anything. I was never an athlete growing up, and I was never like really tough. If I went on a run and it was hot or I was tired, I would start walking. You know, I'd think, you know, it's no big deal. It's not worth pushing myself. I would never really push myself to the brink to see how far I could go. That's just not my nature. But man, when you go through childbirth, it is amazing what your body can endure. And I mean, even for the whole 9 months and the stretching out of your body and the discomfort that you feel during pregnancy and then the healing that occurs after and the way that your body kind of comes back together. It's never the same, but it can be strong again and it can be vital again and you can do hard things. I love that. I love proving to myself that I can do hard things and my body is capable of amazing things. And it may not look the same as it used to, but it's just evidence of what I'm capable of and what I've been through. And so I should be proud of that. It doesn't mean that I'm not hard on myself for the way I look sometimes, but I try not to go there. And I just try to celebrate, you know, why I look the way I look is because of these three amazing kids. And I did that. So I should be proud of myself, not beating myself up about that. The next thing is, sometimes we can be really self-critical of ourselves as a mom. And during this year, I found that when I was really focused upon them and watching them play and watching them interact with love and kindness and when they're mirroring back, you know, what I've taught them or hopefully modeled for them, seeing that really takes me out of myself. And I really don't have time to be hard on myself and judge myself when I'm watching them. There is so much enjoyment and pleasure and fulfillment that can come from watching your kids. and really just taking that in. And we can get really caught up in the day-to-day and get really stressed out or really overscheduled and overburdened. But I challenge you to sit back and watch your kids today. And while, you know, every good thing that they do is not a direct reflection of me as a mom, still, I've done my very best to make them happy, take care of their needs, keep them safe, feed them, clothe them, model good values and morals and life lessons. I've done my best with that. And as my baby has progressed and hit those milestones and he's gradually, you know, entering the fold with his brothers, so cool to see what my husband and I have grown in this family and what we've nurtured in this family and what has become a byproduct of that. And it's a lot of love. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughs. And it's just exciting. It's a beautiful thing to really look at your family and what you've created. And I've really tried to do that more in the last little bit. The next thing is that as you are teaching your kids and helping your kids to grow in their skills and their understanding, think about how you really applaud them for their effort more than their performance. And, you know, sometimes we can get so hard on ourselves as moms if we're not doing things just so or perfectly or what we think we should be doing or how things should look or how our house should look or what our kids should be doing. But I really challenge you to applaud yourself for your effort. It's not about doing things perfectly. It is all about just looking at your progress and recognizing how far you've come and saying, you know what, that was a really good effort. You did this part of it better than last time. So let's take, for example, you know, being patient with your two-year-old who's really challenging you in the grocery store and tantruming often in public, you know, and the first time you may have totally flipped out and handled it in a way that you don't like. But that next time that same event comes up, because it will come up again and again, maybe you handle it with a little more patience, or maybe you've thought about it a little more and you know how you want to go about it the next time. And then you implement that the next time and you scoop up your kid with love, wrap them in a bear hug, and you walk out of Target and you say, we're done. We're all done. We're not buying that toy. Nope, I'm sorry. And you move along with your day. You don't let it ruffle you. Applaud yourself for that effort and that progress more than the perfection that you might be aiming for. You're never going to be a perfect mom, but you can be an extraordinary mom in those moments where you're just a little better than before. That's an awesome thing to really recognize that in yourself. So I'm getting kind of rambly, but I just want to celebrate Jackson's birthday and how far I feel like I've come in a year and my whole family has evolved in this last year. And I hope that you feel that same way. Look back over the last few months or a year and just celebrate where you've come and be proud of yourself for those milestones and what you have invested in your kids. And you're doing meaningful work. You're an extraordinary mom. So thanks for joining me today. I have an awesome episode for you next week. And the episode is with my friend Lindsay Winch. And Lindsay is a fabulous friend from living in Ann Arbor when we were in Ann Arbor for law school. And she and her three boys and her husband live in Doha, Qatar in the Middle East. And they moved there for his job. And she's going to talk about international living. He's a pilot, so one of the perks of that job is getting flight benefits. So she and her family have been able to travel all over the world with those benefits. And she's going to talk about how to travel with kids, their favorite places, what it's like living in the Middle East, living away from family, and just adapting to a whole new culture. It is an awesome episode that I know you are just going to love. So have an awesome weekend, and I look forward to bringing you Lindsay's interview on Tuesday. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us on the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Oh, and one last thing. I want to say congratulations to Jenica Parcell of A Slice of Style. She was on one of our past episodes talking about her infertility journey and finally getting pregnant with twins. And she just had her babies last night. They're here at 32 weeks gestation. So a little earlier than expected, but because of safety issues for herself and for the babies, they took the babies at 32 weeks. They were born at 3.5 pounds and 4 pounds, a boy and a girl, and it looks like everyone's doing well. And we just want to say congratulations to Jenica on this exciting time. And now your twins and my son Jackson share a birthday. How cool is that? So congratulations, Jenica. If you haven't listened to that episode previously, you can look that up in the archives. So I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.